Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday afternoon, and we got a great guest that everybody should be listening to. Her name is Missy Hughes. She's running for governor. She is a former business executive, 17 years with Organic Valley. She most recently has been leading the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy, as we got into the break, you and I started chatting a little bit more, and we started talking about, I think, politicians find it useful, I think, to kind of drive wedges between folks, right? Despite the fact that in many respects, it's a complete falsehood. We see that often in Wisconsin, the so-called urban-rural divide. And when it comes especially to the economic well-being, which is the precursor to all kinds of health and wellness for our entire state, we are not operating as separate entities. It's not Milwaukee and Madison and Green Bay and then the rest of the state. We are deeply intertwined. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to address that because I think that idea that there are different problems and that we don't really have a mutual interdependence is a deep falsehood that needs some dispelling.
I 100% agree. You know, I think it's really interesting that there's this urge to have this rural-urban divide, as you described. I live in rural Wisconsin, down in southwest Wisconsin in Viroqua, and the truth of the matter is folks do not go through their day wondering what's happening in Milwaukee or Green Bay. They go through their day wondering, you know, how can I pay my grocery bills? How can I make my business more successful? That's the same thing that happens in Green Bay. It's the same thing that happens in Kenosha. Folks are waking up and they're thinking, okay, how can I be successful today? And so that's where you really see the places for agreement, the places to work together, the places to say, how can we function together? I think also within the economy, you see this intertwined relationship. If you look at Organic Valley Farmers, right, they're in rural Wisconsin making beautiful dairy products. Those products are mostly getting bought in the cities. And so they're relying on those consumers in the cities, and that's where their products get sold. So there's automatically this relationship that, you know, happens every day between consumers and farmers as we're eating their products, or, you know, between small machine shops that are selling products to GE Healthcare. There's all these ways that we work together. And so to have this divide, Maggie, it's one of the reasons that I'm running for governor, because the divide makes me crazy. It exhausts everybody. Yeah. It sets us backward. As I sit down with communities and leaders, nobody's looking to see what shirt people are wearing, whether it's red or blue. They're looking like who's showing up and who's showing up with volunteers to get the work done, who's helping to move this project forward. And, you know, that's who people want to work with, and that's what people want to accomplish. Folks in Wisconsin just want to get stuff done.
Yeah, that is, as a Wisconsinite, and both of my, on my mom and my dad's side of the family, Wisconsinites, and it has always been like, hard work, no excuses, get it done, right? Like, that is, this is a very much a shared approach, and yet, all of a sudden, when we get into the political realm, it disintegrates. I think, again, any candidate, anybody that can help dispel these notions and have us see that, as I like to say, somebody working at McDonald's in Milwaukee has a ton in common with somebody that's working in a machine shop in Minocqua. These are shared issues, shared concerns, because everybody wants their family to be happy, healthy, and successful. They want to be paid a fair wage, maybe have a little time for vacation. So speaking of this political dilemma that I think we're in so much, you could obviously go get whatever lovely job you wanted. You are a very highly marketable executive. There's money to be made out there, Missy. A lot of it. We know what executive comp is, right? It is an incredibly fraught political environment these days. It's expensive to run for office. It is personally taxing. What was your thought process? Again, with such a crowded field, what were you talking about with yourself, with your family, with your friends, with your advisors? What made you come to this decision, in this environment especially, to run?
You know, I think that in every political cycle, there's a moment and the door is opening for a moment. And the moment right now is calling for a Democrat who understands how to build the economy, who has the experience that I have, who, you know, has been in the public sector and the private sector and knows how government works, but at the same time can bring business acumen to making that machine go every day. And, you know, it's about service, Maggie. It's about showing up. I have the energy for it. Amazingly, the political divisiveness is energizing me and saying, how do we bring together folks? You know, Organic Valley is a cooperative of farmers. It's farmers who have decided to lock arms and go to market together. That is the mission that brings them success. And in my life, bringing people to the table, getting people to work together has been where I see success again and again. And yeah, I could have gone and gotten a job, but looking at it, I was like, being governor, that's the job I want.
That is the job that she wants. Folks, her name is Missy Hughes. She's running for governor. She's got caboodles of experience as a business leader, both in the private and public sectors. You can find out more about her entire campaign at www.missy4governor.com. That is missy4governor.com. We've got about a minute left, Missy. What is your overriding message to Wisconsinites right now as they are facing some pretty big challenges in the very near term, folks that are food insecure, folks that may be getting their health insurance off the exchanges? What's your message to Wisconsinites? Why you for the governor's office?
My message is, I know it is incredibly hard right now. I know that folks are exhausted from trying to figure out how to make ends meet, from trying to figure out how to have dinner with your family members when they have incredibly different political views. But I also know we have so much to be proud of in Wisconsin. There is so much happening here, incredible work happening here, incredible people learning and doing research. We have the best opportunity to move this state forward, and we just need the right leaders in the right seats to make it happen. And I believe I'm the leader to help do that.
She may be one of them, folks. Thank you to Missy Hughes. Stick around, everybody. Ask Maggie's next, a Friday edition. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.